I've said we are going to share one of our cultural values, which is number three, identity driven. Identity driven. I'm going to give out the biblical foundation about identity driven. It is good for you to know who you are and live who you are in Christ. And it pleases God when you identify yourself who you are and live according to His will. Let's open our Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 17.
Corinthians in your chapter ye harano hanyirini hakumi na msambu.
So it is second.
Second Corinthians.
Sorry, it is second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13.
Chapter
I will read. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. Praise God.
Yes, I see him.
Praise God.
Yes, I see him.
If you abide in Christ, if you abide in Christ, you become a new creation. If you are in Christ, you become a new creation. The Bible says, all things has passed away, and now all things have become new. You, pastor, you are a new creation. All things has passed away, and now you are a new creature. So you being a new creature, you need to do new things. You need to live a new life, a life that pleases God, a life that pleases God. You now start doing the will of God. You become Christ's exemplar or Christ's life. You are no longer the old. When you become a new creature, remember your life will become new. Everything becomes new. Your blessing God becomes new. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, I see you.
You don't do things as the world do. Because you now not belong to the world. You belong in the kingdom of heaven. You do things that pleases God. You now focus in the kingdom of heaven. Praise God.
Yes, that's
it. Praise God.
Yes, that's it.
You live a sinless life. You abandon everything that can lead you into sin. When you become a new creature, your language also change. Your mindset should also change. Praise God.
Yes, that's it.
You live who you are. You live as a new creature. You live as a pastor. You live as a minister in the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus.
Yes, that's it.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, that's it.
You should not live adult life. Whereby adopt a style of living. Whereby adopt. When it eats, sometimes it vomits and eats the vomit. So when you become a new creature, you leave everything. You forget the past. Don't repeat the old things. Or you should not bring the old things again in your new life. Praise God. Some of us pastors, we don't mean business in the kingdom of heaven. When you declare that you are a pastor, when you know your identity, that you are an apostle, you should live as an apostle. You should live as a pastor. Praise God. Praise God. But today's world, mostly in Kenya, pastors now is someone you must fear. You must fear. Why? Because we have not known who we are. You have not known who you are. You are doing as the world do. What you are doing does not match as per your title. Praise God.
Yes, that's it.
Praise God.
Yes, that's it.
In fact, in our land,
there's
nobody who can lend pastor money. Or a man like pastor. Why? It's simply because pastors are not honest. They are not trustworthy. Because they don't know who they are. Yani somebody cannot lend a pastor man. Because he will not pay it back. He will start hiding. Praise God, pastors. You are from Kenya, say amen. Praise God, pastor. Praise God. That pastor live like God men and women. Live like God women or men. Because they have not known who they are. Identity driven. You must know who you are. And live as a new creature. Praise Jesus. You must praise as a new creature. You are praising God matters more in the kingdom of God. It matters more. You are praising God. You can see a pastor have the age like one. Like if you are dressing like a kid, he doesn't please God. He does not please God. I've seen a pastor wearing his minister, you are not new in Christ. You are not new in Christ. The Bible says, Jesus says, when you abide in me,
I will
abide in you. Praise God. Praise Jesus. So you must also change your mindset. That is Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. You now fix your mind on the things above, but not on the earth. Your treasure is in heaven. You must change your mindset. You must change your mindset. If you are a pastor, if you are a minister, a servant of God, you must train yourself to depend on the Lord. Because the Bible says, for those who believe, you are made sons. Praise God.
Amen.
For those who have Holy Spirit, they are sons of God. Those who are filled by the Holy Spirit, they are sons of God. So you need to behave as a son of God. A son, does what his father do. Son like father. Praise God.
Amen.
I was so touched the other day. When Apostle Scott was so rough. I'm seeing things from our apostle that I have never seen before. And I have been in ministry for the past 16 years. But that day, you really changed my life. I will obey. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Because if pastors, you don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. You cannot obey. If pastors, you cannot obey, you don't have God fire. Live as a new creature. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
If you are leading your people to heaven, you must lead them in a way of obedience. In love and obedience. Let us, pastors, let us swallow our pride. And mean business in this kingdom of God. As sons are here, you are the heir. You are there to inherit what your father has. We are the heirs in the kingdom of heaven. So, my dear pastors, my fellow servants of the Most High God, Let us change our mindset. Slavery mentality. It is killing us, pastors. Slavery mentality. Orphan identity. It is also killing. Orphan identity is also killing pastors. The way you do things, the way you conduct yourself, the way you think like an orphan. You don't have a father. Even you cry in your prayers, Father, I have no one to help me. So help me, God. I have nobody. My brothers, my family have abandoned me. The ministry has abandoned me. Apostle school have left me. He's not financing the ministry. Father, hear my prayer. That is open identity. We lose open identity. Pastor, you need to change your mindset. And train yourself to depend on the things above, on the things above. Depend on the Lord. Can you please touch your neighbor and tell him or her to depend on the Lord? Go, if you are a son, if you are sons in the kingdom, now God is our Father. He's the one to provide. I will depend on the Lord. I will depend on my Father. Because I'm his son. I'm the heir of the kingdom. I have right to claim. I have right to ask. Pastors, change your mindset. Change your mindset. You will die poor because of your mindset. Your ministry won't grow because of your mindset. You are waiting for the apostles God to finance your ministry. To purchase a land for you. No! Can you arise and shine, pastor? Arise and be yourself. Be who you are. And God will lift us on high. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Romans 8:16. Romans chapter number 8, verse 16. The Bible says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We are children in the kingdom of God. We are children in the kingdom of God. Depend on the Lord. Depend on God. 1 John chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. verse 102. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed to us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise God. Praise God. The world will not recognize you, because it didn't recognize Jesus. The world will persecute you. And if it will persecute, if you do the right thing. But if you do as the world does, the world will love you. The world will celebrate you. The world will hate you because you don't belong to it. You are a new creature. You are a new. People will hate you, pastors. I know you, pastors, you are passing a lot. Difficulties and hard circumstances. But I want to urge you, it's because of Christ's sake. Praise God. Don't quit the ministry. Don't quit the ministry because you don't have breakthrough in finances. Because people are not coming to church. Follow your goal. Just follow and pursue your God. Trust in God. Submit everything under the ample hands of the living God. And everything shall work good for you. Everything shall be okay for you. Do not wait. Do not retreat because of the circumstances, hard circumstances. Do not retreat because of what people are saying about you. Because of what people are saying against you. Pursue your God. Before we join this ministry, we were fatherless for like 1 year. We were in another ministry with a very good man of the Lord. But what met us to quit that ministry, this man of God, and he prioritized material things. I went and asked this man of God in a polite way. I said, Bishop, what is your priority? He refused to answer me. But I said, I will not work with you. He changed the center, the headquarters, and built lodges and restaurants there. Yeah, he changed everything into business. I told Pastor Amos. Because it's my son. I told him, this is a wrong place. Let's march out. Let's go. Praise God. But I also thank this woman of the Lord. Because she also remembered us when she met with Apostle John. We were in the same ministry before. But that man of God used to manipulate us. I had a very big title. And given many charges to oversee. But my friend, God was not there. We know our way. But since we joined this ministry, we had nothing. I was in a rental, but I had a plan of building a church. Of purchasing a land, sorry. But now I have like one plot and a half. God has been so gracious since last year. We have added like a quarter of a plot to our plot. This is God's dreams. And we thank Him for being faithful to us. So what am I trying to say, Pastor? Depend on the Lord. Depend on the Lord. For the first 1 or 3 years in this social ministry, I didn't bother some of the things. Because of my ignorance. Because of my ignorance. But in the year 2020, I started now looking for the handouts and the materials that we are given. That's when I realized I'm at a better place, at the right place. And since that time, I changed my mind. You see, the reason I didn't bother. The things of Apostle John and the things of Apostle Scott. People are now really criticizing us. Pastor Isaiah has entered in the worship. They now stand on the pulpit. We have seen the Zoom there. Praise God. You see, when I entered in this ministry, great things began to happen. I put a lot. You see, where I stayed to get an egg of a land is not easy. It's serious. So they started getting married. Man, this man gets married. He went to worship in idols. Even some of my pastors believed lies. But I trusted God. I trusted God. Because of identity. Knowing who I am. And living in Christ. Praise God. Know who you are. And live who you are in Christ. Praise God. Don't listen to lies. Don't listen to what people are saying about you. Listen to God. Listen to God. Because you are friends and are pastors from other ministries. They are saying by a never watch bar. What is God saying about you? On the spot solution. On the spot solution. Can you help us? Put in a simple English. On the spot solution. Yani, pastors, when you want to pray.
Yeah.
When you pray, you want an immediate answer. What we have on the spot. It is a miracle. What we have on the spot. Some of us who have that mentality, they are not here. On the spot solution. The third apostle spoke of this ministry, the solution is the solution to their problems. Don't be obsessed with this pain. You see, our theme of this year is grow up. Pastors, listen to this. Listen to this. Growing up. Majority. It takes time. A new preacher. You are a newborn in grass. You are a son, you are a baby. You need to pass through all stages to become mature. You need to pass all processes and stages for you to mature. You cannot be born today and mature tomorrow. Let's use a simple example. I'm seeing our God. I told her to pass. You have seen her carrying me around. She has reached what we call a development stage.
And Ruthie, what are you stage here?
She wants to do what you do. As a parent, let me ask you this simple question. If that child finds you cutting smawik with a knife, and ask you to give her that life. You give her. Can you answer us, Pastor? Why, Pastor? Can you stand and attend these pastors? I want them to hear this. It will cut. So sometimes you pray things. You submit your needs unto the Lord. You want on the spot. But when God sees you, He sees you as a baby. You are not mature. Tell your neighbor. Tell your pastor, your next person. Tell your pastor what you are requesting now is a life to you. It will get you. It will get you. Can you please mature? Praise God. Maturity, it takes long. And why does majority take so? It's because we are still learners. We are still learners. How many times have we been told to come along with the financial record? How many times every year? The problem is that you are a slow runner. So I just want to add Apostle Scott and our debate. Kindly.
Apostle Scott,
we need your repeating. We need your loving these pastors. They are slow runners. They are still babies. But come out from that napkin. Come out from that napkin. Come out from that diaper. You need to come out. You need to come out from diapers. Praise God. Praise God. Say, grow up.
Grow up.
It takes time. Sometimes, in our culture, when a woman gives birth and gives birth to a baby who has teeth, is that normal?
No.
Is that normal? It will be like a curse. I don't know in Uganda. I don't know. It's like a curse. So, are you cursed? You some of you are families.
Pastor, I'm asking why.
Praise God. Because some of you are babies with teeth.
And why are you
babies? In a diaper. No! Can you swallow your pride? Humble down. And God will lift you up. God will lift you higher. Praise God, pastors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't have much time. But I will ask an addition because of reading scriptures and whatever. Like 10:15, I'll be finishing. But I've made it two. Okay. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. We must change our thinking. Renew our minds to God's. To God's way of thinking. In order to function in His kingdom. Pastor, listen to this. My dear pastors, you must change how you think. How you think about yourself. How do you see yourself? Are you seeing yourself as a failure? Are you seeing yourself as an orphan? Are you seeing yourself as someone who doesn't have future? Change your attitudes towards yourself. Change your thinking towards yourself. Praise God. Change your thinking. Renew your mind to God's way. God's way of, in order for you to function in His kingdom. In order for you, pastor, to function in the kingdom of God. You must renew your mind. Think the way God thinks. Think the way Jesus thinks. Don't think that you are a poor. Change. Renew your mind. Change your attitudes towards yourself. Change your attitudes towards your leaders. Spiritual leaders. I was happy the other day to hear that spiritual father is not a provider. Of course, yes.
He
should not be our provider. He's only pointing us to Christ. So you need also to do the same in your church. If you ask these pastors, they have big vision. But how to reach this vision? How will you reach? You must change your mindset. Praise God.
Yes,
stop demeaning yourself. You are more than a conqueror in the kingdom of heaven. You are a child of God in the kingdom of heaven. You are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. Praise God.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes,
don't use force to get your needs. Some of you, when you hear their prayer, you will wonder whom they are praying for.
When?
You came somewhere, you came for Sabita Peter. You came for Pasabita. Church until you switch from wrong thinking to right thinking. Problems will never change until you switch from wrong thinking to right thinking. Problems will assume the position, its position. Until you arise and change your thinking. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God again.
Amen.
And lastly,
she said, "Bayo,
pastors, be prayerful. Be prayerful. Pray for your ministry. Pray for your ministry. God has given us a weapon. Prayer is a weapon. It's the only way that you can get to your God. Ask through prayer and it shall be given unto you. Trust upon God. Be prayerful, Pastor. Pastors, be prayerful. I want us, Pastor, to be sincere. As I finish, I want to ask this question. How many of you spend time in fasting? Let us be sincere. Let us be sincere, Pastors.
Be sincere.
Raise up your hand. If you fast. Thank you for pastors who have not carried their hearts. Being honest and sincere. Wake up and start praying. Pray for your ministry. You won't go anywhere. Yeah, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. As I finish. That's the story of the two harlots. Let's read. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. I didn't want to read it because of time, but let me read because it's like the two scriptures, 3 to 16. The Bible says, now two women who were harlots came to the king. And stood before him. And one woman said, oh my Lord. This woman and I dwell in the same house. And I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened that day, after I had given birth, that this woman also gave birth. And we are together. No one was with us in the house, except the two of us in the house. And this woman's son died night because she lay on him. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your maid servant slept and laid him in her bosom. And laid her dead child in my bosom. This is a story of the two harlots. The Bible says these women came to the king. And they stood before him. And one argued. And said, my Lord, argued to the king and said, this woman, we live in the same house. We stay in the same house. But when I came back, I was with her. After 3 days, she also gave birth. But all of a sudden, she lay on her son, and the son died. He took the dead son. She took the dead son. And laid her in my bosom. And took my son, who was alive. So he was seeking justice. He was seeking justice from the king. I want to tell you this, pastors. But she confessed that this woman took my son because I was asleep. I slept. Don't sleep, pastor. Your ministry will be taken away. Don't relax, pastor. Your church will be taken away. The someone is desiring your position and looking ways that he can slap that son from your hands. Do not sleep. Stay alert. Be steady in the spirit to protect your son. Protect your son. The woman confessed. She took my son while I was asleep. Pastor, if you want things to go right on your side, don't sleep. Wake up. Wake up. Swallow your pride. Cry for God. Ask whatever you need, whatever you desire. Don't sleep. Your ministry will be taken away. Don't sleep, pastors. Don't sleep. I see the danger in my ministry because of not praying. Your ministry will not grow if you don't pray. You will just make the same every year when we come here. You will remain the same. Praise God. Praise God. I want to finish with this morning. In my church today, because of the teachings and these core values of social ministry, because I taught my church to depend on the Lord. I have not lied to my people that Scott will bring us back to purchase the church floor. I told them this ministry is a powerless. Is empowering us spiritually. And that empowerment of this ministry it has made me whom I am today. And with my church. My church is growing. And I believe it's growing up. As I speak, because of discipleship, I have 8 cell groups. I have an average member of 100. But I have almost 200 members. My church. Getting full. not because I'm good, but I decided to be driven by who I am. I will pursue my God. Praise God.
Amen.
Pastors, swallow your bread because God is giving us, is giving us great people. Don't pretend, don't lie to them. Don't lie. Some of us are lying to obtain money. They are using false measures. Don't do as others, other pastors are doing outside there. Don't call people. Just preach the right and the true gospel. Don't open ways for you. And be a giver. Pastors, they don't give. They are very stingy. They are very mean. They just want to receive. If you don't buy it, there's no blessing. You are blessed. Praise God. Must ask your neighbor, are you tithing? Are you giving your tithe? You just want to receive. And learn how to raise your young pastors. And other pastors around also. Pastor Arnold is in this situation.
He's
completely down. You, as a good pastor, you need to lift him. But you, as a bad pastor, you will beat him down. That's what these pastors are doing. Don't be everything in your church. Don't be a praise worship leader. Don't be a teacher. Don't do everything. Train young pastors. And your ministry will grow. Point to ponder. Point to ponder. Maturity. Takes a full process. It takes a full process for you to mature. There's no shortcut to maturity. There's no shortcut to maturity. Let's stand on our feet.
It's
like praying. Just lift up your hands. And ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you who you are. And live who you are in Christ. Pastors, open your mouth. And ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you who you are. Reveal to you who you are. And live who you are in Christ. Let us stop grumbling our ministry. Stop grumbling our ministry. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal who you are.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being faithful to us. We adore your name. We lift your name on high. Because you have always been faithful to us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for this session. Thank you, Lord. May the Holy Spirit reveal to us each and every person who is here who he is in your kingdom. Holy Spirit, I ask you to reveal to these pastors who they are and help them to live who they are in Christ. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I pray that, Lord, you are going to lift these pastors. They are going to change their mindset. They are going to grow up. They are going to change their thinking and think like you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.